What is it you want, Jedi? The words would have been soft under the best of circumstances, but with the ringing in Ben's ears, he had to stoop down to hear them clearly. A trade! A trade? Ben nodded. The thought had crossed my mind. It appeared it might be easier to strike a deal than he expected. Your life for Ben! Ben had no time to wonder who had called out, or even to wonder why. He simply sensed a blast of alarm, then felt Jaina grab him in the Force, and Gisella reaching for his attention. In the same breath, his leg exploded in pain, and Ben looked down to see a finger-length Shakaar lodged in his thigh. The Sith used the Force to snap off the hilt, then took advantage of his victim's shock to roll away from the lightsaber hovering at his temple. Ben lunged after him, but stopped when Gisella clutched at him through the Force. No, Ben! This time it was clearly her voice. Detonator! Ben glanced over to see her backing away from the smoking control panel, one hand held above her head with two fingers raised. She lowered one finger, then flung herself away from the delivery portal. By the time he turned to do likewise, Jaina had already grabbed him in the Force and hurled them both away from the freight system. They hit together, crashing into a shelf full of heavy boxes just before a blinding white flash filled the room. There was a thunderous crackle that seemed to last forever, and the heat grew so intense that Ben feared they had been caught inside the blast radius. That particular fear vanished an instant later when he dropped to the floor and drove the Shakaar against his femur. His entire leg erupted into the kind of anguish that made weak men wish they were dead, and he felt his mouth open to scream. Jaina landed at his side, her hand already clamping his mouth. Quiet. She used the Force to pin him down, then raised herself up just enough to look back toward the detonation site. Shooting from the flaming delivery portal was a fountain of blood and bone, all that remained of their Sith pursuers after they passed through the wrecked deceleration rings. We don't know if that mugwump cleared the blast, Jaina said. He might still be alive. Ben nodded and swallowed his unvoiced scream, then reached up and gently pulled her hand away from his mouth.
I wasn't actually going to scream.
Jaina eyed him doubtfully.
If you say so.
She grabbed his leg above and below the wound, then used the Force to start extracting the glass blade. The pain grew even more unbearable as the jagged top began to tear through muscle and sinew. Ben clamped his jaw shut, drawing on the Force for strength. Jaina's expression was devoid of sympathy.
You deserve that, you know.
She kept her voice low, but her tone was harsh.
What were you thinking, trying to capture a Sith Lord prisoner in the middle of hand-to-hand combat?
Ben couldn't answer without risking a scream, but he had been thinking about Vistara, of course. The Lord had been using her as bait, so he probably knew what had become of her. Ben only hoped the Sith had other uses for her, too, or she would soon be dead. Jaina continued to draw the blade out slowly, deliberately prolonging Ben's anguish, or so it seemed to him.
You're lucky, she said. A little to the left and you'd be dead.